Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox?
Yeah.
But it's at noon. And I'm on the radio.
Yeah, me
too.
Yep.
So, yeah, the Spain Cape Verde data, and I were looking at this yesterday on StubHub and Ticketmaster. Cheapest tickets for Spain were like $470 to sit at the in the nosebleeds, you know, at the corners of Mercedes-Benz.
That's going.
So that for me is like I can't justify that payment.
No, it's going to be. I think a lot of folks have to think about that. Hopefully, as we get closer to the matches, that those numbers come down. I only bring that up to say this is the biggest year ever for soccer in Atlanta,
right.
And you need to be sure to check out Jason Longshore every Tuesday night, Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason has you covered all season long. It's the latest Atlanta United news, guys. They won't play again until after the World Cup. We know that, but he also keeps the tabs on the international scene. And he's got you covered. It's brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer Tuesday nights at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and available the next day on the Off the Woodwork podcast.
And just to mention, you know, we don't talk a lot of hockey here since we only have minor league hockey here. I mean, it's a wonderful product. But the NHL, the Avalanche, you and I kind of became adopted, Knights fans. And they went through the Avalanche and just basically just gutted them, Carl, after blowing a 3-0 lead the other night. And they're just sitting there waiting for Montreal and Carolina. Really rooting for Vegas. Want to see the Knights again. Get it. I mean, I love watching that team, man. It's fun.
Yeah, they do a great job. It's a show.
It really is. At T-Mobile.
When you go to their games, it's a show. And I think the first time I went was their first year. And then remember they had the awful shooting out there, and it was Vegas Strong.
Right.
Which brought the community together. But this team is really good, man. The management's done an amazing job. You're right. It's going to be a fun, potential fun series to
watch. Feel bad for the Canadians, man. Still, they haven't done it since 93.
I know. It's been a long time. Hey, man, Will in Ellenwood wants to join the conversation as we were talking about our Falcons. Will, thank you for listening. Thank you for being patient. Want to hand it over to you, and thank you for dialing us up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what's on your mind?
Greetings, guys. How's it going today?
Good.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to address the Tua and Penix situation.
Sure.
I think we're going to have to look, we're going to have to handle this with care because you got two fragile quarterbacks. Both could be gone by week three. Concussion protocol. And if Penix get in and get hurt again, you're down to your number three guy.
Yeah, that'd be Trevor Siemian, by the way, if it was to start today.
And I mean, and I feel you on that. Now, he does have at least some starting experience in the league, but I got you.
Yeah, and look, when you say that, that's the nuclear option, right? That's the worst-case scenario that we'd be potentially looking at. I hope that isn't the case, but it is a part of the equation. Like, we can't sit here and deny that, right?
No.
And here's the other thing. For those of you who might be all about Michael Penix right now, and totally I get it, if he does get hurt again, you're going to be right back out because you're going to be saying to yourself, now this is another reason why I can't totally buy in and believe. And we don't want this to happen to anybody. I always say this. I need these quarterbacks to be available and healthy, Mike. It's what makes the NFL the NFL. But for what you know, our caller's talking about, Will, that's just a part of the game, man. That's just part of it.
Right.
Like, that's why you just – you go play, and you know, God forbid if something happens. But, Mike, we can't go into the season worried about that.
But 2 years ago, I mean, guys in Miami on the radio were saying that Tua needs to retire. Mm-hmm. He's got to step away from the game because his quality of life is going to be crap and everything else. And then it just seems like all that's kind of been swept under the rug and no one talks about it anymore. But, I mean, it's still the NFL. Like, I'd like to think that in this day and age, there's not going to be some knucklehead Vontaze Burfict who's going to go headhunting on Tua. I think players understand. But still, I think he also had to learn how to really take care of himself. You know, we joke around talking about like, his karate instincts. He would run right into guys' like hips, and it was like, dude, what are you doing? You know, and further exacerbating the concussion. But for all the things we said about Penix, yes, that is still a part of Tua's, you know, concern for fans and for the organization. That's why he was so cheap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, he was cheap because
the Dolphins are paying for his salary for him not to be there.
Exactly. That's why he was. And by the way, this is going to become the norm. The problem is this is the mistake of the team. It's not a mistake of Tua. They chose to give him the bag. And when you do that and you want to get out of that deal sooner than later, Mike, you end up paying the cost. Mm-hmm. And so that's on the Dolphins. It's the same thing the Broncos did, right? When Sean Payton got there. Oh, this is my guy. Okay, so they cut Russell a $36 million check to go away. Those are the decisions that are made when you invest in a guy that you don't believe can get you there.
Right. And it's funny because now we bring it back to the Braves for a minute. We talked about Ha-Seong Kim. Are they going to eat $20 million? You know, they probably out. I talked to Grant yesterday. Did they outbid themselves for this guy? Because he basically had signed a 2-year deal with the Rays. The Rays said, I've seen enough. They ate some coin for a team that really doesn't do that on a regular basis. They're pretty cheap.
Yeah. We're going to see, man. Hopefully Kim picks it up. Braves back in action today, as we said, and we'll keep you updated. Hey, man, let's talk about what's going on around the NFL. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right. We mentioned Mike Vrabel spoke. Mike said he didn't say anything.
he's in front of a microphone. He didn't really say anything.
All right, so here's a couple of things from Vrabel, because everybody keeps thinking he's going to just step up and be like, all right, let me have your attention. Everything you're thinking is true. He's not said that. Here's what he did say about if he had any regrets on missing day 3 of the draft. Remember, he was on a hiatus and I was going to go handle my family.
No, they moved around. They made some trades. And again, this draft was pretty unique. I don't know if it's really been talked about, but they're just the volume of players in the draft wasn't what it normally is. And excited about the players that we got, you know, studied most of them. They knew my affinity for some of the players that we took.
Yeah, so what he's saying is they didn't need me. That's what he's saying. Like, I'm going to take this hiatus, but also this particular draft, that's kind of his comment there.
Okay, so it's just an average. It'd be funny now if we find out how many guys go to the Hall of Fame out of this draft class.
Right.
But if guys perceive it to be a down year, there was, again, guys that were able to stay in school because they're making money, right? And you'd hope this would translate to the NBA, make for a better product for the NBA. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not sold on that argument. That was kind of, well, you know, old hair helmet Kuiper was talking about, yeah, everybody's kind of the same between the 2nd and 4th round. Well, that's good for us. Right? I mean, because we didn't have a first-round pick.
Right. We hopefully got value.
Two ways of looking at that, right? We got a Zachariah Branch in the 3rd round.
Yeah, it's almost like we did pick a good year to not have one of those high picks. But either way, we hope we got some really good dudes. And by the way, I love the AV pick. My only question was, and they've kind of answered it, where are you playing him? Right? That was my only thing. And I'm talking about Avion Terrell. Let me hear Mike Vrabel talk about that work-life balance that we all have to deal with.
Again, I appreciate my family is great. I love Jen. I love the boys. I love my personal friends. And then, you know, this spring is focused on really the coaching staff, players, more importantly than the coaching staff.
You're not going to get anything. They're trying.
They tried.
It's, as you and I said yesterday, you know, at some point, you know, everyone turns the page, gets on with their life. I don't think there's any other shoe to drop on this. I mean, the last stuff was just the houseboat video, which is tacky. You know, guys, you know, she's got a bun in the oven and you're hanging out together on the lake and, you know.
They liked each other, Mike.
But again, it was. No, again, it's a shame for their families and the fact that all this is out there in the papers and TV every night. But eventually, this too shall pass.
No one
was ever saying she should be suspended. I just thought it just sucked for Diana Rossini. There was a double standard how he was treated and she was treated.
Yeah, well, she had to quit and he didn't.
Right.
That's basically it. Let's get to Jalen Hurts, Mike. What's his relationship with A.J. Brown? We think A.J. will be traded, right?
Yes, and I think their relationship is non-existent.
Okay, he is going to be traded, we believe, to the Patriots. That's really the only team that makes sense. And again, speaking of Vrabel, he knows him. He was with him in Tennessee. Okay, but what about Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown?
Well, none's changed since we last spoke at the end of the season. We're really good, and I saw how beautiful the pictures came out at his wedding. I'm very happy for him and his wife and his family, and it's a beautiful thing to step into covenant. So I was very excited and congratulatory towards that.
Wait. Does that mean he wasn't at the wedding?
I just looked at Carl when he said that. I mean, the pictures. I mean, so you're happy how the pictures came out you were in, or you're happy you saw the pictures of the wedding you were not at?
Yeah, like me and my boys, we had that one pose in the wedding pictures, and it came out great, but it didn't sound like
let
that, Mike.
Let me ask AI, was Jalen Hurts not at A.J. Brown's wedding?
No, Ole says he wasn't there.
It was a thing a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, did not attend.
Yeah.
Montez Laguna Beach Resort out in Southern California.
Okay, now I'm just asking.
He's godfather to one of A.J.'s kids, too.
Thank you. And you didn't get invited to the wedding? Or maybe you didn't go to the wedding? Like, you can tell me all things are good.
That's
and
what I'm saying. That relationship has soured. Remember last year? It was like Saquon. Yeah, we had a meeting, players only. I mean, it was just basically the quarterback, the running back, and the wide receiver. And then later on, AJ Brown, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Never happened. Hey, speaking of two sides to one story, you want to play the J.J. McCarthy? Let's first hear from Kyler Murray, asked by the Minneapolis media how this mini camp is going and the relationship with the young J.J. McCarthy.
With JJ to this point?
It's been great. Obviously, I know he's a younger guy, so any way I can help him, obviously, I feel like, you know, I've played 7 years now, going on eight, so I'm considered a veteran, even though I don't see myself as that. Give him any knowledge that he needs. Again, you know, we're both competitors, and I know, you know, we both want what's best for the team.
Has he been receptive to hearing criticism?
Of course. Yeah, he's overly receptive, you know, and he's always communicating, asking questions, stuff like that, so it's been good.
And now it's here from J.J. McCarthy.
J.J., what's your relationship been like with Kyler so far?
You know, it's just like two guys in a classroom. You know, he sits on one side, I sit on the other side, and it's the coach's responsibility to teach us and coach us. So,
is there any awkwardness, like, between you two?
Awkwardness, you know, it's just like the same feeling, you know, when you're in high school and there's another person on the other side of the room. That's just kind of how it is, so I wouldn't say there's any awkwardness.
That's awkward, fool!
Well, that would be two different takes on the same situation, wouldn't it? But this gets me back to, and again, Tua tells you the things you want to hear.
No, he's a great person.
And Kyler Murray right there was trying to give you the Russell Wilson, which, again, Russell Wilson has a degree in BS. His BS is in BS and how to spin things. And here is Kyler, you know, I'm kind of a mentor to the guy, and Jay's like, I don't talk to him. He's on the side of the room. We're battling for the quarterback job.
Kyler, it's funny. Can you play the first part of that Kyler again? He's like, I've been in the league 7 years.
Going on eight.
And I've been stealing money. I've had one playoff appearance, and I know what it's like to get your bag before you need it. I mean, that's what he should have been saying instead of this crap. Let me hear
it again. I'm here for $1.5 million, right?
Can you describe your relationship with JJ to this point?
It's been great. Obviously, I know he's a younger guy. So any way I can help him, obviously, I feel like, you know, I've played 7 years now, going on eight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm considered a veteran, even though I don't see myself as that. Give him any knowledge that he needs. Again, you know, we're both competitors, and I know, you know, we both want what's best for the team.
Yeah, I don't believe it, Mike. I'm with you. That's a little riff. And look, if you're JJ, you were the 10th overall pick. You think you should be getting the opportunity to start. And they went out and acquired Kyler Murray because they basically said, we don't believe in you quite yet.
Crazy story. We didn't get to this yesterday in Guy Talk. We were talking about everything else. Do you see what Will Levis's mom had to say?
Will Levis.
Tennessee, the guy that loved mayonnaise. The quarterback that, you know, Cam Ward
Kentucky
took his job.
Will Levis, yes.
Yeah, Kentucky's Will Levis, who was at Tennessee. Now, we saw him light us up. We made him look like, you know, Drew Brees
Four
in the game 2 years ago,
yeah.
Or 3 years ago now. But Will Levis's mom tells a story that apparently he did a sex tape with his girlfriend in Kentucky, and somebody hacked it, got it, and apparently was blackmailing him. And he paid money, and it was a huge distraction for him when he was trying to make his way, I guess, in the NFL. Now, I mean, that's mom's side to the story. But either way, that's why sex tapes are generally a bad idea. But I was like,
well,
you got to keep it safe. Well, that didn't work for Tommy and Pamela.
I mean,
you got to keep it under lock and key, and even then somebody might steal the safe.
I don't want to say it's a bad idea, but go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, I mean, not that anybody wants. Me 40 pounds ago in the Greek islands, I got hours of stuff on Super 8, but nobody wants to see that. But no, this is interesting. The explicit tape that Will Levis and his girlfriend, his name is Gia Duddy, surfaced.
Oh, yeah.
He went to extreme lengths. She was a little cutie.
Yeah.
Speaking to Ross Tucker for his podcast, it was Levis's mom, Beth. She hired a cybersecurity specialist to help them, and they said they spent a ton of money to get the video removed.
All right, I'll ask my daughter. Because she's there, not now, but she's been there. And Mike, if that was a thing among the students, I didn't know about it.
She said that look, ultimately, there's a lot of content was taken down. How much hours of this stuff?
Who knows?
Yeah, but anyway, you
maybe
can never
get carried away.
You can never scrape anything entirely from the internet. It's there forever.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, "Is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a footprint, his mom said. Well, I mean, all right.
Is he wearing a disguise is my question.
Well, the one where he was Batman and she was Catwoman was right.
That's what
very
I'm saying.
Exciting.
All right. No, I didn't know that.
Ride with Batman?
I told you the story after we went a few years back when he was there. I think it's last year there before he got drafted. Georgia, there was a close game, cold. Georgia wins by, I think, five or six points.
Game.
Right. Yeah, and then he went to a spot with his girlfriend, and I got a chance to meet him there because he was out and about. But you're right. I didn't know that story, though.
Right. Interesting. Yeah.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.